mean, if you look at the content of our report, we do outline in significant detail the positive steps that government has taken recently, and we acknowledge and welcome those steps. So we do mention the ratification of the Convention Against Torture earlier this year, their implementation of a first-hour procedure contact rule for persons in custody, as well as acknowledging what's happened more recently in the Soko case and the convictions there. What the Attorney-General appears to be referring to is our press release, which was an overview of some of the findings. But I think what's important to remember here is that they haven't challenged the facts in our report. They have acknowledged that torture is a problem and something that they need to work on, and I think that's something that we can move forward on here.
He specifically says that at no stage did you contact the Director of Public Prosecutions, and that this suggests a predetermined agenda, and that Amnesty is putting politics before principle and objectivity. Did you approach the Fiji government for input on this, and did you approach this with a predetermined agenda? Did you come here with the report basically already written?
Actually, we came to Fiji in April looking at doing more of an overview on universal periodic review, which is more general human rights issues, and a number of people brought forward some cases to us and some challenges they were having with government, as well as the opportunities presented by government taking some positive steps in this area. We thought it was a good opportunity to profile what they're doing and what more needs to be done. We had meetings with the Legal Aid Commission, the Attorney General and the Solicitor General's Office. We had meetings with the Chief Justice and the Fiji Anti-Discrimination and Human Rights Commission. We quote government officials extensively in our report, acknowledging that this kind of beatings and ill treatment in custody is a problem and it needs to change. I think there is some difference around how this is defined. So a few weeks ago, Benrama said that, you know, these beatings is part of the ingrained culture of the Fijian psyche. We've acknowledged that in our report. But when someone is raped in custody by a police officer, that is absolutely meets the definition of torture, and we should not water that down and call it something else.
Well, from the Attorney General's reaction, it doesn't sound like your report is met with much favour with the Fiji government. He's called it biased and selective. Is this the right approach with the Fiji government to say something that they obviously feel a bit concerned about? They're suggesting that this is not really what's actually happening on the ground.
Well, I mean, we saw 3 weeks ago they acknowledged this was a problem quite publicly at a regional conference. What our report does and what Amnesty tries to do as a global human rights organisation is shine a light on human rights abuses so that they cannot keep sweeping them under the rug and ignoring them. These brought to light important human rights issues in Fiji and the lack of justice and accountability for some people. I think something that's significant has come of our report is on the front page of the Fiji Times here today. They spoke to the father of Josefa Balaloa, who died in prison custody in 2008, and nothing has been done to investigate his death. So I think we need to bring this back to focusing on the victims. You know, people have suffered enormously, and they're entitled to access justice in these cases, and we want to seek to improve what's happening here in Fiji.
Is this the sort of thing that's happening unofficially with a few, you know, as they say, bad apples? Because the Attorney General says that the Prime Minister and Police Commissioner are both on the public record as having said there is a policy of zero tolerance for torture, and that policy is being enforced with vigour.
Well, I mean, we've seen inconsistency with their statements condemning torture in the past. As you'll recall, you know, we've had comments saying that they support their men when these cases arise in the past, and now we're seeing them strongly condemn torture. So I would say that we have progress now. We have them acknowledging that this is a problem, but unfortunately the leadership on this issue is inconsistent. Unfortunately, they've failed to recognise some of the challenges with blurring the lines between the military and the police, and the military are there to carry out a very different function to what the police do. Often this is leading to human rights violations. So, I mean, there's a number of issues that it's very difficult to get some acknowledgement that things need to change on. Constitutional immunities is another one. But certainly there is willingness of government to try and improve some of the policies and procedures in place to minimise the risk of this happening in the future.